Efendim?
Efendim buyurun.
Vallahi herkes söyledi. Haa, su okudum işte bu sana. Bayrak iyi, ben kılıyım, yaşıp yapalım. Okay. So, I just have to say this in English, then I'm going to speak in Afrikaans as well. There might be some words that I'm not going to be pronouncing right. But please bear with me. Afrikaans is not my own language. I'm still learning because it's a heavenly language that you're going to be speaking in heaven one day. So I'm not getting ready for heaven right now. I was going to learn something new, but it seems like this mic is not working with us tonight. So I'll just use this for that. Fantastic. Okay, so as you can see, people find the worst covenant as Spun Jesus. Look at the person next to you and just say, I love that smile on your face. I love the way that you have just said that. Or she had wanted to run like, It's not like her. See, elke span het een afruchter. That's a coach in Afrikaans, right? Elke span het een afruchter. Die afwachter is daar om in praktijk te geven. Die afwachter is daar om inzet te geven. Die afwachter is daar om je te leiden. Verstaan ons?
Yeah.
Oké, okay, zie so, je. Die afwachter leek zo'n so slecht mens als hij voor jou zegt wat jij moet doen. Nee? Als hij voor jou zegt wat altijd je, wat jij om te gaan slapen, wat een oefening om te doen. As hy jou druk om meer te doen, soos ek gym sommer my eerste blok as my plans, en hy druk my weer in die gym. En as ons klaar is, dan gym ek in David, nee. As ons in die gym is, dan druk ek van David, nee. So die apostel sê vir jou, nog een repetitie, one more repetition. Sê jou, af waar jy aan terug, ek het lekker gegym sê vir my maaikie, sy naam was Quinn, en Quinn is een lekker oudkie hoor, die ouse biceps is groter as my, hy is miskien so groter as Tians. Ok, so, ek die buit om een, ek sê vir hom Quinn, kom saam met my, kom ons gaan gym. En hy sê vir my, cool. Maar weet jy wat, as hy sê, as hy kom en sê, cool, hy het daar gesê, cool. En ek sê vir myself, hier kom met dit. So, as ons nou bezig met die gym, jy hou die baas so en jy gaan, en jy is bezig. En Koen kom naar hem. Hier sê ek op die bench, ne? Koen gaan sê op sy knie. En hy sê vir my, nog een keer. Nog een keer. En ek sê vir hom, ja. Ja. En hy sê vir hom, that. Mark dood dit lyk sleg op daardie oomblik. Maar die aparte het 'n plan. Hy weet wat hy doen. Hy weet wat goed is vir jou. Hy sal niks doen om jou seer te maak nie. Want hy weet as jy 'n atleet is, jy moet hardloop. So hy sê daar nie om jou seer te maak. Hy sê dit vir jou. Ou, ek het 'n plan. Ek sal jou wys hoe om dit te doen. Maar jy moet luister. Want as jy gaan nie luister nie, jy gaan voel. Maar as jy luister, dit gaan lekker wees vir jou. En op dieselfde manier het ons die beste of kom ek sê dit so, die ultimate afwagting. Afwagting Jesus. Sal dit nie wees? Afwagting Jesus.
Afwagting Jesus.
Net soos 'n aarde afwagter hierdie oefenprogram en ander dinge het om jou mee toe te rus. Is daar sekere standaarde wat Jesus het. En as ons nie doen wat hy sê nie, kan ons nie deel van sy span wees. If we don't do what Jesus is commanding us to do, we cannot be part of his team. Just like Charles Spurgeon said, you cannot be Christ's servant if you're not willing to follow him. Cross and all, what do you crave? A crown, then it must be a crown of thorns. If you are to be like him, do you want to be lifted up? You shall be, but it will be upon the cross. If you want to be lifted up with Jesus, it will be upon the cross when you lay yourself on the cross. So, jy kan nie 'n disipel wees nie as jy hom nie kan volg nie. Jy kan nie 'n disipel wees nie as jy nie bereid is om soos hy te wees nie. As jy nie bereid kom is om jou lewe neer te lê, moenie eers dan daaraan dink om Christus te volg. Span Jesus kan jy ook verlaat hê. Team Jesus goes about you lay your living down and listening to the voice of the shepherd and put them in hand. Philippians 3, verse 8. Dan nog meer, ek beskou alles as wanderloos, want om Christus Jesus in die Here te ken, voorwerp alles in waarde. Ter wille van hom het ek alles preserveer en beskou en dit as verflip sodat ek Christus as my agterwaarde kan verkry. Wat ek wil hê, God sê agter. Wat ek nie hê, hier sit ek teenkant. My lewe gee ek oor aan hom sodat en teen dit vol vir ek kan gebruik. Everything that I am, this is what Paul is saying. Everything that I am, everything that I'm hoping to be, I'm laying aside for the sake of knowing him and for the sake of following him. Matthew 6, Matthew 16, verse 24. Who say Jesus to say disciples, as niemand achter my aan wil kom, but they are self alone, say grace of name in the fall. Jesus onderhandel nie met ons nie. As jy wil 'n disipel wees, verloon jouself. Verloon beteken om te weer van die hand te wys te verwerp, om nie te suffer wat jy wil hê. Okay, let me just say the English word there. Jesus does not negotiate the purpose. If you want to be his disciple, you need to deny yourself. As you all know, the theme for us is God. How will you grow if you're not willing to listen to Jesus? How will you grow if you're not willing to open the Bible? I believe most of us, we look at big things that we want to do, but we're not focused on the little things, like having our part-time in the morning. And we say to Jesus, Jesus, you feel so far away from me. I feel so far away from you. And he says, like, but we're not children to back in the morning. See, sometimes it's us. Most of the time it's us, actually. Take up the cross. Maybe face off. He faces that on your He faces that for you om op dood te gaan. He faces that om alles aan vast te keer. He faces that om yourself aan vast te pen. Om te sê nie meer die wil nie, maar sê die wil is nie. Following Jesus is not a matter of words, but it takes by taking a step into the unknown. When you say to Jesus, Lord Jesus, I want to follow you, you better know what you say to Jesus. Jy moet weet wat jy sê vir hom. Want as jy gaan kom sê, Jesus, ek wil jou volg, maar jy het 'n ander agenda, dit gaan nie werk nie. Want die, ek weet van my het nie gesê, Moja, you cannot worship God. Or you cannot pray with an idol in your heart. Meaning that you know, you want to follow Jesus, you will be Jesus' fault, but you will not eat in your heart. But you can eat a bear blossom. So, last year, in February, ek was with my eggs, and I found with the air, I got a bird. Ek bid, ek vat vir die Heer, wat nou, wat moet ek nou doen? I was a teacher for like 3 years, en ek sê vir die Heer, wat moet ek nou doen? En hy sê vir my, leave your job, and go to the intention. En ek sê vir hom, sê hier? Es laag, wat het is die Heer, vir die Heer. En ek wil van die mes nie nou nie want ek het gecheck hoeveel geld het ek man. I was a teacher, so I was loaded, my pocket every month was like this. And I explained to the example of, yeah, but I won't be able to tithe anymore. He said, I should only talk. If I didn't come and do my internship, I would have looked at it. And I have to say this, I was thinking about this the other day in my flat. 6 years ago, when one of the pastors moved away from college, I was really heartbroken. And 2 months after that, I get and in that very same year, I was supposed to go alone and start a youth ministry by the new church in Brazil. And I said to myself, Me no. Same as last year, I was thinking, Shofa Kwaj had amazing years. I had eight months. My nature was, you will come for the year. You will come for the year that is near the end. And I was really going to follow the Sabzang work. It's a dark word. In English, we call it a verb. It's a doing word. Weet jy wat? Ek sien dit in die Heer. Hulle sê, Jesus, ek wil jou volg. Jesus, ek volg jou in my hart. Maar nie om dit nie leef met jou. Jesus, weet jy wat? Jesus, jy is awesome. Jesus, jy is alles. Ek volg jou. As the suicide spirit, Simon says, Simon said, let's pray. You go like that, right? Jesus said, pat your head. This was happening to the Christians nowadays. That they're overthinking what Jesus is saying. When Jesus is saying, follow me, here's a big revelation. You know what does it mean? As Jesus said for you, follow me. You have to go with taking them. Maar ons vrij, onze Heere, niet nou niet. En het niet nou doen niet. En hij zei voor jou, weet je wat, ik ga niet samen met jou negotiëren. Kom, volg me dan. Zie ons aan, maar kijk het toe als de sons of Zebedee. When Jesus said to them, come and follow me, they left their father with the nets. And they started following Jesus. They didn't look at what's around them. What they still holding on to, the fishes, the bread, no. They were focused on Jesus. Can we so focus on Jesus that when he speaks, we actually move? When he says move, you move. When he says stop, you stop. Like Moses said, if your presence doesn't lead us, we are not going anywhere.
Can we come to that place where we are so obedient to God that we actually do what he's calling us to do? Come to the place.
Somebody that's standing on the pavilion cheering on Jesus. Hey, Jesus, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind, hey, Jesus. And Jesus is on the racetrack, and the fan is like, you know, cheering on Jesus. Jesus, you can it do. Come on, Jesus, come, run, Jesus. And then a fan is full of I could have, I should have, and I would have. And I remember back then in high school, in primary school actually, I would choose my fights. I would choose my fights. I would look at the guy and be like, I know, okay, this is not a good place to go. This guy is one guy that you don't go to. Because I knew my friends were full of, you know, like if you get involved in a fight and then you lose that fight, my friends would come and they would say this, you know. I would have done this. And he said, this is how I used to choose my fight in school. I get pretty old, okay. Hey, oh. Yeah. Don't stop like that. And when I got around the corner, I am now with a run for my because I knew I was going to hear him say, I could have. I would have done this to him. But I knew how to choose my friends. So a fan in a beggar is called for a chronic music. So a fan is at every game, but not in the game. He's at every game, but not in the game. And you see a follower is on the racetrack with Jesus, running with Jesus. A follower that's up there, this is fun. This gets up on some with Jesus, the hardcore. A follower sees the need and he fulfills it. A follower is at every game. And in the game. He's at every game and in the game. Are you a follower of Jesus or are you just a fan of Jesus? Because it's easy to come to church and worship so much until we are blue in the face. Then we feel so hyped up. Then when we walk out here, there's no difference. Like that Joanne just said, now, are you different from what you were a year ago? That speaks about God. And the disciple by Jesus must always be growing. Must always be growing. Amen.
Amen.
In Johannes 2, that says, did we hear that hate and our blood, the words of God, the devil, as soon as Jesus can be away? If we say we belong to Christ, we ought to walk like he did, we ought to do as he did, we ought to live like he lived. There's a song from Jesus Culture, "Where you go, I go, what you say, I will say. What you pray, I pray." Jesus only did what he saw the Father do. And he says this, "I cannot do anything apart from myself. Only that I see the Father is doing, that's what I'm doing." Imagine you say that, you know, what I see Jesus is doing, that I'm doing. Everything else doesn't matter to me. Jesus is moving, I'm moving with Jesus. Jesus is praying, I'm praying with Jesus. Jesus is reaching out, I'm reaching out to Jesus. Fast happens. There's this thing, I look at the youth, they would look at their state and they would see that they are lukewarm. And they would do nothing about it. They would do nothing about it. Then you make an altar call to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, then they still flock up to the front and they receive Jesus Christ. But scripture says this, bad fruits worthy of repentance, meaning that after you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, after you have surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, your life must be different. Where are we standing with God? You see, church, I don't want us at the end of the day to have a reputation of living a life of one no name. As a revelation to say. That church had a reputation of living a life for the people that should be there. I know our church has a big name, so far the movement is amazing. But what about the gospel. Life in plastic is not fantastic. That's what's happening. I know everybody knows that Barbie song. I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in Plastic is fantastic. It is not fantastic. Life in Plastic will never be fantastic because Life in Plastic means that you're a fake. Life in Plastic means that you're a fake. And we really tend to You already gave everything. You gave this life for us. What are we going to give it to you? What are we going to give it to him? I know this was a short word, but I'm just sharing what I have received. And I want to end with this story, and I'm just going to read from this part. This man's faith proved contagious, and many villagers began to accept Christianity. The village chief summoned all the villagers. He then called the family whom he had first converted to renounce their faith in public or face execution. Moved by the Holy Spirit, the man sung his reply, "I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back." Enraged at the refusal of the man, the chief ordered his archers to arrow down the two children. As both boys lay preaching on the floor, the chief asked, "Will you deny your faith? You have lost both your children. You will lose your wife too." But the man replied, "As we see, do not go with me. Still I will follow. No turning back." The chief was beside himself with fury and ordered his wife to be arrowed down. In a moment, she joined the two children in death. Now we ask for the last time. "I will give you one more opportunity to deny your faith," he said. In the face of death, the man sighed, "The cross before the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back." My question is this: was this a follower of Christ or was it a follower of Christ? This was a follower of Christ saying, "The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I will not turn back to my family." As Apostle Paul said, "We are not of those that are straight back. Let us go to the cross of Christ. The Lord is our hands." Father, in Jesus' name, I will just want to lift up the name of my God. I just want to say that you are true. I pray right now, Father, that you would just come, Father, just speak to our hearts. And show us tonight if we are friends of Jesus, if we are your friends or if we are your followers, Father. I pray that you follow us, Father.